The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. We've arrived. It's Friday. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 11th of May, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we know everybody's talking about 5G. Problem is, though, is we can't really test it. Looks like Qualcomm, though, is about to change that for us. Because they have announced that the first 5G phones could actually arrive this year. Yeah, we don't have to wait till next year. Yes, according to Qualcomm, they are preparing a small first wave of 5G phones to launch later this year. Now, before, they were saying it's going to be 2019 because that's when the services are going to launch. Apparently, they've had a change of heart. Now, Qualcomm did kind of elaborate, saying that most device makers out there, they're completely focused on 2019. They're not thinking about this year. But there are a few out there that are thinking they're wanting to get ahead of the game. Though they didn't announce who those few were. So here we were thinking like, oh well, the carriers have got 5G. Let's wait for the devices. Now it's going to be more like, let's wait for the carriers. Oh, Apple products. So nice, so glamorous, so expensive. Sometimes there's just not enough cash in the pocket for the things, are there? Especially when you just bought that new MacBook Pro and your credit card's maxed out. Well, have no fear. Apple's got another card for you. Woohoo! More debt. Yes, apparently Apple is going to be releasing a credit card in partnership with investment bank Goldman Sachs. At least according to the Wall Street Journal, and they would probably know they do things all financial stuff over there, don't they? The new card would use the Apple Pay branding, and supposedly is going to be available probably in January of next year. Now, if you're wondering why the partnership with Goldman Sachs, well, apparently they're also going to offer in-store loans to Apple customers. Meaning, yes, if you've already had that third or fourth mortgage on your house, so you could just get that new Mac Pro that's going to be outdated sometime next year, apparently they're going to be able to help you with that. As far as Apple choosing Goldman Sachs as their partner, apparently all has to do with Apple Pay. So, is your Google Home Max a little on the fritz? Possibly having a little problems with the audio? Yeah, well, you're not alone. Yes, Google apparently has said, oh, yeah, we're aware. We're working on it. And you should be receiving a performance update to fix those audio latency issues sometime this month. Now, according to this, it's mainly through the 3.5mm port. Yes, the jack there on the thing. When you plug it in there, that's where the lag is coming from. Although, we are hearing some stuff via Bluetooth, too. Though, most people have been complaining after hooking it up to their TV, noticing that the video and audio vary out of sync. Google's promising the new update will fix all of these issues and apparently will reduce line delay from about 550 milliseconds all the way down to 39. Yeah, that should do it. And finally, oh, those Instagram stories that sometimes are annoying. But probably even more annoying than that is those polling stickers for stories, yeah. Now there's an emoji slider that's going to let you ask or even answer questions with an animated emoji. Aww. So how will this thing work? Well, apparently the emoji will animate as you drag it up and down the scale. And you can check in on how individual friends answered as well and see the overall average of all responses. Oh, boy. Now, if you really want to know how to do this and you're just bored to death on your Friday, what you do is you'll choose one from the sticker tray. This is where you find those other options like poll and location and, you know, that kind of stuff. After you take your photo or video, then you'll place it, write out a question, and choose the emoji you'd like to use. And according to Instagram, you'll be able to use almost any emoji from your library. And just so you know, if you're not seeing it yet, just go update your Instagram app. It should be there. And we wonder why AI is getting smarter. It's because we're starting to communicate with stupid icons. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. Of course, that's where you find our podcast, the blog, and reviews all over there, all for you. You can also check us out on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. Also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already. You have no idea how much fun you're missing out on. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning to you Tuesday. No, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no Monday episode. Have no fear, though. We will get you caught up in all the technology news that's going to happen over the weekend and even Monday, too. But until then, hope you have yourself a wonderful Friday and a great weekend ahead. We'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.